As we gather in this place once a month, we participate in communion. It's how we choose to participate in it and celebrate it. Communion is a celebration. You recognize that. The common word for it is the Eucharist, and that really does mean a celebration. Now, if you're not a member of this congregation, we have an open table. That means you are welcome to participate in communion with us. The most important thing is, have you surrendered your life to Jesus Christ? Then the cup is an open cup. The table is an open table. And it's all based on that surrendered relationship with Jesus. As they distribute the elements this morning, I want to read from the scriptures where we find the teaching and the instruction on communion from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning in verse 23. Thank you, gentlemen. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged." The privilege we have as believers is that we get to come to this living Lord who has redeemed us by his grace and his mercy. We get to be here this morning because Jesus is King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and loves us so much. Come on, can you say amen? I know the Lord loves me. Amen. I know he loves me. And he proved it. It's not just Easter or Resurrection Sunday when we get to declare these things. We declare them every day because Jesus has redeemed us and given us his grace. Turn to each other and say, "Isn't that good news?" So as we participate in communion this morning, we recognize that his body was broken for us. His blood was shed for us. We do it with grateful thanksgiving. Now, possibly you're from a perspective of teaching that I was raised up in as well. And that teaching went like this: if you're not right with someone, then don't take communion. Now, there's no problem with an understanding that is along those lines because the heart is to be right. But in reality, Jesus wants us to participate in communion and he commands it. So what do? The Bible says, as much as is possible, you be at peace with all men. If you have tried to have restoration in relationship with someone and they refuse restoration, then you have to acknowledge that before the Lord, repent of anything that you may have done inappropriately, and then thank God that he's in charge and leave the healing to him. If there's someone with whom you have a difficult relationship that you know you need to make things right with, but they're not here, make a covenant, a commitment to the Lord this morning that you'll do that at your first opportunity. But participate in communion because in communion, the Lord imparts his blessing, his presence, his healing, and his power. How many thank God that life in Jesus is more than tradition? Yeah. There's a real impartation of his presence as we receive him by faith. Father, we thank you that as we hold these elements this morning, we do so in remembrance of you. Our hearts are so filled with gratitude, Jesus, for what you've done, and for who you are, what you continue to do. Lord Jesus, we pray that as we participate in the elements this morning, we'll do so by faith, knowing that by your stripes we are healed, by your broken body, our sins were removed. And thank God at the cross of Calvary, you said it's finished. You took it all upon yourself. You died, you were buried, you rose again from the dead, and now you ever live to pray for us and make intercession for us. This morning, we do all of this in thanksgiving to you and in remembrance. We love you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Let's participate in the bread together. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your broken body for us, Lord. Thank you that you are so gracious, so marvelous, so wonderful. Lord, as we participate in the fruit of the vine, we do so in remembrance of you. Thank you for the blood of Jesus shed for us. Thank you that if we sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Thank you that you wash us clean through your blood shed for us at Calvary. Thank you that you ratify this new covenant by your blood. And we do this in remembrance of you. Let's participate together. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for being so good, so great. We magnify your name. Praise you, precious Lamb of God. The Eucharist, the celebration. We celebrate you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.